Growing our children. What a blessing children are. Yes, they're challenging, and it takes every ounce of our wisdom and patience to guide them in the way they should go, but it's such a gift to be able to nurture these beautiful young minds. I certainly find it that way with my own children and the Sunday school classes I've had the privilege to teach. These bright minds drink in the Word and are eager to read Bible stories and learn the lessons of Noah and his host of animals, Joseph and his colorful coat, Moses and the burning bush, David and his mighty sling, to say nothing of the baby Jesus cradled in a manger or cradling youngsters in his hands. No matter what way they turn when they grow into adulthood, it's comforting to know that God promises that when we direct our children onto the right path, when they're older, they will not leave it. We see the importance of instruction in the life of Jesus. After returning to Nazareth, we're told that the child Jesus grew up healthy and strong, and he was filled with wisdom, and God's favor was on him. Throughout his young life, Jesus received regular instruction in the words of the law and the prophets, attended synagogue, and received at the side of Joseph and Mary the instruction of the Lord. They ensured that as the Lord had given them the supernatural gift of his Son, they would raise him in the knowledge of his mighty acts, that he could proclaim his power. Yearly, Joseph and Mary traveled from Nazareth to Jerusalem with Jesus to celebrate the annual Passover festival. It was an arduous 75-mile journey, and for safety, they would travel in a caravan of other faithful worshipers. Although only men were required to attend the festival, devout women were also allowed to participate, and hence the family traveled together for this 4-day celebratory journey. When the Passover was finished, Joseph and Mary started their return trip to Nazareth, only to discover at the end of the first day that Jesus was not with their fellow travelers. In earnest, they returned to Jerusalem, and for 3 days they searched for him throughout the city, only to discover him in the temple, conversing with the religious leaders, listening to them and asking questions. His astuteness astounded the teachers, for he was a young boy and from the backwater of Nazareth, and yet he had such an amazing command of the word. As the prophet Isaiah notes, "The sovereign Lord has given me his words of wisdom so that I know how to comfort the weary. Morning by morning he awakens me and opens my understanding to his will. The sovereign Lord has spoken to me and I have listened." Well, Mary was very anxious, and so she chided Jesus for not telling them where he was and what he was doing. But he patiently reminded them, "But why did you need to search for me? Didn't you know that I must be in my Father's house?" At the time, they still didn't connect what this meant to the purpose of Jesus' life and ministry, but Mary stored all these things in her heart. The Bible doesn't tell us anything else of Jesus' young life except that he was obedient to his parents and grew in wisdom and in stature and in favor with God and all the people. There are so many gems for us in this story. In the same way we may not fully understand the life God has for our children, we still need to nurture them in his ways that they have the capacity to fulfill his path for them. Leaving any religious or moral instruction to our school system will leave our children's hearts and minds vacant and void of spiritual training. In fact, in too many cases, our school systems are working avidly against training our children in God's ways, undermining at every turn the truth of the Word of God. And if we let their instruction stand, our children will be confused as to the creation of the world and their own personal formation by the hand of God. That's why it's so important that we take our role as spiritual advisors so seriously. It's not enough to simply feed, clothe, shelter, and educate our children. We must also shepherd them in understanding and honoring the Word of God, that they too can grow up to be strong in Him. Just as we are to love the Lord our God with all our heart, soul, strength, and commit ourselves wholeheartedly to his commands, we are to repeat them again and again to our children. Talk about them when we're at home and when we're on the road and when we're going to bed and when we're getting up. Seeing us embrace God and his word will help our children realize his significance in everyday life. This is so important today as there are so many confusing messages out there to attract and distract our children from believing or knowing the Lord. Whereas it used to be the norm that entire families would attend church on a weekly basis, that's no longer the case. One researcher found that children only make up about 23% of total church attendance. And for every four adults attending a service today, only one brings a child with them. Repeatedly, you hear that adults don't want the hassle of arousing their children, getting them dressed, and bringing them to a service. They'd rather let their child stay at home and watch TV or play on their tablet than take them to church. For other families, they choose to have family time on a Sunday, and so they're going to have a leisurely time at the beach or whatever, and they don't make church and Sunday school part of their weekly routine. But children are always watching us for what we value and where we place our importance. If they see us reading the Bible and praying, if they see that we pray when they're sick or are hurt, when they're struggling with friends or having problems at school, they'll see that we believe God is the source of help for the hurting, healing for the sick, wisdom for the uncertain, and the shepherd for the lost. Not only that, are we then enabling them to see Jesus as a personal Savior and guide, they'll know that they too can have that relationship with Him, and it's not just meant for an adult. Moreover, inquisitive children are always asking questions, wanting to know challenging things like, what happens when we die, or where did God come from, or can I hear or see God? Or even tough things like, why did Grandma get sick and die? If they ask us questions and we don't know the answer, we have a responsibility to search it out for them and find it ourselves. Remember that verse, train up a child? It involves us teaching them about Jesus. We can't expect them to know the way to go unless we're showing them and leading them in that direction. And the younger the child is, the better it is, because they're even more eager and receptive to learn. That's why Jesus says to the cranky disciples who tried to keep the children away from him, let the children come to me, don't stop them, for the kingdom of God belongs to those who are like these children. I tell you the truth, anyone who doesn't receive the kingdom of God like a child will never enter it. Jesus explains that it's not just parents that are supposed to do this, but we, every one of us, are to participate in the process of training and teaching children. For he says, anyone who welcomes a child like this on my behalf welcomes me, and anyone who welcomes me welcomes not only me, but also my Father who sent me. In fact, he warns that we are not to prevent them from learning about him. But if you cause one of these little ones who trusts in me to fall into sin, it would be better for you to have a large millstone tied around your neck and be drowned in the depths of the sea. And if they're noisy or distracting in church, so what? Jesus says, beware that you don't look down on these little ones, for I tell you that in heaven, their angels are always in the presence of my heavenly Father. Don't discourage their exuberant praise of God, for as Jesus counseled the angry religious leaders, haven't you ever read in the scriptures? For they say you have taught children and infants to give you praise. If we truly want to enrich the lives of our children, we're required to teach them how to treat God, their parents, and others, for the command that children obey your parents because you belong to the Lord, for this is the right thing to do, comes with a promise. Things will go well with you, and you will have a long life on the earth. Paul also warns the fathers not to exasperate or discourage their children, but guide and discipline them in such a way that they can see and know God and His eternal love. In a world lost to the ways of God, this can seem like a difficult task, but our Heavenly Father is the perfect parent and is more than willing to show us the way. After all, He parents us every day. Thus we can lean on him and not our own understanding, for he will direct the steps of the godly, for he delights in every detail of their lives. Then we can determine that we will not hide these truths from our children. We will tell the next generation about the glorious deeds of the Lord, about his power and mighty wonders. God bless you, beloved. The Lord will help you in these things, and we will see our next generation firmly in love with him too.